Welcome to the Strain After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. We are breaking down episode 7, or as what I like to say, what should have been episode 1 of the 4-part Strain season 4 miniseries. You know, what it should have been, because this could have been episode 1. Let's go!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
I am a German dude. I am a German dude. I am a German dude. I have no head. I am a dude. I am a German dude. I am a German dude. 8230385. I'm going to. Oh my God! You stabbed me.
That was a masterful checkmate move. That was a masterful move,
guys. We had to open up with Taylor Swift, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
It goes perfectly with what happened in this episode.
I coursed to such the snake, and he got
exactly what he deserved.
To be fair, when you kill the one interesting person of color on the show, I guess you kind of have to die the same episode, right? Right?
Yeah,
that's
it's
how it works.
Because
that's how it works.
They ratcheted up the body count this episode, which I appreciate. They did kill, you know, Alex. They killed her. Cream is technically dead. Well, actually, he's real dead, but he was undead, too. So, you know, but at least we got some movement, some death. Things are happening. We're going forward. And we've all figured that was going to happen. There's going to be a mad dash to the end. It's like, let's waste time for like 6 episodes. And then let's rush for the last 4 episodes.
It's like Satrakian was like, oh, hello? You'd like to talk to the old Eichhorst? Well, you can't. Why? Because he's dead.
It's like, yeah, he's dead.
Oh, my God. Okay,
that was nice.
Let's quantify what I meant when I opened this show. Everything in the first part of the season did not matter at all.
The only thing that mattered was getting that bomb to New York, and we could have did that in this episode. Should have been like episode 3 or episode 4.
Hey, Fett, where are you at with that bomb?
Oh, I'm on the way. I just got on a plane. Eichhorst shot at us, but somehow he's back in New York pretty quickly, and he set up bombs on bridges.
Actually, before we're back.
Before they're back, yeah.
Like, did he have his own? I mean, I guess he could have a private jet, but I mean,
why the hell is Eichhorst following them in a car when he can run faster than the plane? Like, come on, just. Run to the plane and then kill them. Like, I don't know. I'm gonna drop that argument. That's a dumb argument because honestly, like, you gotta have a TV show because they can't be all powerful. But
yes,
okay. So what I said in the beginning, this was a good episode that like everything that happened in it should have happened at the very beginning of the season.
Yeah, this definitely could have been episode 3 because the only thing we've really done outside of this is get the bomb to New York. And, and we found out F was able to meet Alex, and she was basically there to kind of work out the New Horizons kink and work out the poison kink, which I think since it's come up twice, they're probably going to use it.
But
again.
She didn't work it out. He did it on his own,
Yeah, but she kind of gave him the push. So,
I get it, but, like, I think that Satrakian's speech to him could have given him the push just as simple as. Like,
true.
Here's the thing. Everyone was so split up, but nothing was happening. Yeah, nothing was happening. You look at Fett, like, okay, he's got his new Charlotte girl, but she stayed back. And
but she was instrumental.
She was instrumental in sending us into a flashback that we didn't need for Quinlan. That was the only thing she was instrumental in.
True. Well, she did shoot Eichhorst when he was trying
to shoot
down.
Who didn't need to be there.
Well, yeah.
Because we didn't need that entire section of the United States in this show.
Yeah.
I get it. We found the nuke. It's cool. But come on. Okay.
This easily could have been episode 3 or 4 at the latest.
Meanwhile, Satrakian's just been dealing with erectile lumen dysfunction, not understanding it. And we're just like, hey, we don't want to deal with story stuff. So let's put Dutch and Satrakian on hold for a bit in this place.
Yeah.
And, I mean, all they did for 6 episodes was build up the whole Holocaust mindset, which they could have done for 3 episodes.
But they've been building it. We know that's what this is about. We didn't need extra Holocaust stuff. Like, it just wasn't necessary. We could have easily just gone on anyway, through the story.
Anyway, rant over. This episode was good because it literally caught us to where we should have been in after the first part of a four-part miniseries. Like, yeah. Okay, like the end of last season, the nuke goes off, the first part of the four-part miniseries, we get one back at the Master, and he's actually taking us seriously. The next episode's going to be a little bit of a war thing. Third episode, Zach's going to come into play in one way or another. And the fourth episode, the climax and the finale. Like,
yeah.
I think it'll be good because finally we only have three episodes left.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm sorry.
It has been a wild ride.
Dude, I'm sorry, guys, but there's just so much that, like, we watch this stuff and we just are like, what? Like, oh, yeah, I know a guy. And suddenly they know exactly where Gus is. They're just like, all right, let's just go to Gus's.
Yeah, and let us know in the chat, but I don't ever remember Dutch and Gus or Dutch and Cream talking or her knowing, like, exactly where Gus was. I don't think that was ever communicated because she was in the birthplace in, you know, the slash experiments place, and, you know, Gus and Cream were doing their thing. So how did this, like, they didn't even have to look for him. They were like, oh yeah, I know a guy. And then, like, cut to scene. Hey Gus, we're here. Can we get some drugs? Like,
yeah, but just... then we build up Sanjay Desai as this guy who's, like, very weak-minded and a collaborator. And then we build his character up through these six episodes as somebody who's willing to do the terrible things that he needs to do to save his wife and, like, his lifestyle. But then, like, this episode, he's automatically, like, super good at placing bombs on all the bridges around Manhattan, which is great, but then he's, like, hesitant to go near Cream. He's, like, not even full bad guy. He's, like...
Well, I'm guessing, you know, Desai probably had people place those bombs, so he's more of a, like, he doesn't get his hands dirty.
Yeah,
he's a little too... Pristine. I guess, yeah, he's a little too classy for, you know, digging teeth out of people's mouths.
They really make you hate Cream, though. I already hated Cream.
Yeah.
I always, like...
Poor Cream.
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you guys. Like, when I was in sixth grade, I wrote down a huge list of, like, rules for my life. No, like, seriously. And when you're writing, like, you think, like, sixth grade, it'd be stupid stuff like, oh, only date the hot girls and this kind of stupid crap. Like, sixth grader, like, oh, become a millionaire. No, like, rule number one was don't trust a motherfucker named Cream.
Like... Don't trust anyone named Cream.
I will pull out my notebook right now.
Like,
seriously.
Oh, look, there it is, number one.
Yeah, like, come on, guys. Like, did anyone not expect this to happen? Like, the dude who literally screwed them over and was holding Lumen hostage for money and now has, like, making a big deal about them not paying for stuff that they're literally about to go kill the Master. Nobody's just like, hey, can we just tie this guy up for a while?
Yeah, like, I just...
I mean, he's a villain, but I hated him more than Ikoris this episode.
He just disappointed me. Like, you know he's a bad guy, but it's like, really? Like, when he showed up to the bat, it's like, come on, man. Really? Like, you're gonna do this? Like, you're gonna do this to the humans? You know, like, you know there's a battle going on between Strigoi and humans, and you're gonna do this just because your ego's hurt? Really? Come on, man. Cream, you disappointed me. And I'm not coming to your funeral.
Nobody is.
Well, yeah, he's probably not going to have one.
I'm sorry I wasn't here last week because, oh my God, that episode.
it was not, problematic.
You could start a cringe thread on 4chan with that freaking episode with Zach and everything, all of Zach's lines.
You were supposed to be my girlfriend or something. It's like, we never even talked about that.
Like,
they were like going on, like,
I mean, we're not
like
gonna get
minor
into it.
Dates.
We're not going to get into it.
But yeah.
But God, Zach, what a piece of work. And by work, I mean shit. But so this episode has some really cool moments. Like, I'm not even trying to front. Like, this episode was a good episode.
Yeah.
It's just frustrating to get good episodes because it just highlights...
Episode 7.
Yeah, it just highlights how kind of, like, slow and terrible the other ones are. Especially when they, like, reference things that just never turn anything. Like, last episode when Zach walks away after she mentions the nuke and you see a picture of Feralta and you're like, yeah, remember that cool character that could have done something?
Or
Or when Gus mentions Angel, it's like, oh, you killed my brother and you killed my mother. Oh, yeah, season one where he's dealing with his mother and you actually have actual emotion out of Gus and he was actually written pretty well.
Yeah.
Oh, and his brother, okay, cool, that was like a thing, but whatever. But then his fatty friend, which was cool. And then now his cousin, which we introduced and killed.
Yeah.
And, like, made a whole big deal about, like, making him break his vows to the partnership and not be a collaborator and all that stuff. And then saying Gus is going to get his back. But Gus already came to the good side. He already, like, had his moral dilemma and decided, I'm going to help these guys.
Yep.
Now we're killing his cousin for no real reason, just for the fact that we have an extra character that we are too lazy to write for. It's the end of the series. We don't need this character. Let's kill him.
It's hey, the mad Alex, dash to the end.
Alex, you're pretty cool. We're going to kill you.
But it's over.
You better stay here with Satrakian because you need to die.
Once they separated, I was like, I wonder if they're... No, like, nah. That's why I didn't even say it. I was like, I wonder if they're going to... No, I was like, nah, they won't. And lo and behold, yeah, she's dead. Good old dead. Just, it's over.
I mean, over. At least they had the common courtesy to break her neck.
Yeah, they didn't turn her. They just was just like, that's it.
You know, that's saving money on that budget.
Oh, man. Speaking of saving money on budgets... How about those set photos?
Oh, my God. Did you see the truck driving by, guys, on the street?
Oh, man.
And it literally just showed screenshots of our characters from various episodes in the past.
Like, those photos, the bad guys had such good photos of them. Like, they were, like, 300 DPI, like, full resolution, full-frame cameras. And, like, that was like...
There's, like, little,
like... Satrakian was like...
If you zoom in, it says, shot on a red on every photo or something like that.
I'm like, man, these are some... pretty good shots. Like, was this off of security footage? Like, this is it's pretty nice. And, like, the guys just flipping through it like... like, it wasn't even fuzzy. It was, like, a perfect photo effect. Like, it was, like you didn't even have to be like...
So,
you didn't have to, like, squint a little bit or anything. It was just like, oh, that's the guy.
So, for this episode, we bring a perfect amount of realism to the show in terms of Satrakian actually feeling old for once.
Yes.
Which is good. I like this. It's a cool, like, little knit tidbit. They go find the Lumen, and as they are looking into it, and he says, I need to know that it's still there, not messed with. Everyone does a collective gasp, thinking, oh my God, for the love of God, if somebody stole the book, and we have to find the book again for 3 episodes,
yeah.
I'm going to freaking kill myself.
I can't do the book. We need the book now.
We already just sent Ephraim on a goddamn fetch quest for the 30th goddamn time, as soon as they all get together, just because we need Satrakian alone enough for Alex to die, because you need to be creative when killing the diverse characters.
Yeah, it has to be, like, some special reason or something.
Yeah, okay, so they leave Satrakian alone, but Ephraim gives him these pills that are the Warren Ephraim, which is cool. This is a kind of cool setup, which I actually didn't see the end coming. I just thought he was like, oh, we found these pills and this works. So I'm going to be honest. My sarcastic assholeness, who always decides to predict everything, did not see this coming. So that's great. That's actually really cool because...
Go writers.
I come up with super crazy theories and I'm always let down, but this is actually really exciting for me because I really wasn't thinking they'd get rid of Ikorus this episode. I'm really happy they did.
I thought he was going to last to the end.
Because there's so many times where he just stands there explaining his plot and everything.
And I've said, you guys have heard me many times over and over say... His downfall will be his overconfidence, his cockiness, his I have to gloat before I win. Like, all of this is going to be the reason you lose. And I'm surprised the Master has never said that to him. Like,
I am a German dude.
Yeah, like, I'm surprised the Master hasn't been like, you know you have a gloating problem, right? Like, this is going to catch up with you. Like, I'm the Master, you know, I'm pretty protected, but you're kind of out there all the time. I want to reel it in a little bit, but... He learned. He learned today. You gonna learn today. That's what he learned.
You learned that. I'm gonna learn you that.
Cause it definitely surprised me. He bit him and I was just like, oh man, it's a Satrakian. And then I was like, hey. I was like, oh, the pills. I was like, yes. And
something then, about those little pills, the thrills, they kill, the worms, the strig, goisils. No, I was totally like, oh shit, he just stuck him. And then they were like, oh, the pills. And I was like, oh, damn. Like, oh,
yeah. And the Master got two messages this episode. The message from Satrakian.
Yes.
And then the one from his, I guess, estranged son, where he was like, we're here and we're coming for you. That's the show that we wanted.
Yeah.
That's like, the show we want. We're here. We're coming for you.
The opening
like,
scene.
No other playing. No London stuff. No, no, no. We're coming for you. Like, that's it. That's the show. That's the show that we wanted.
Like, that's legit, right?
Yeah.
Too legit.
If this was episode three.
I did like how they pull up the binder of, like, wanted people right as they're, like, about to get in. And he's just looking through and is like, oh, that's me. He doesn't say that, but, like.
Yeah. It's so perfect. It's such a perfect picture of him. Like, everybody has such great shots. And I'm just like, where did you get these from?
Just, like, so everyone knows, is it just me? Like, I don't think Fett actually goes, ha, huh, before everything. But in my mind,
it does.
Every time I remember his lines, like, oh, Charlotte, you coming to New York with me? Oh, does that just mean we broke up? Like, I just, I remember it as like,
It's like Biggie Smalls has to take a breath. Oh, man, that's hilarious. But I love it when you do it because it's like, it's perfect. It's like perfect for his character. Like, when you think it's like, you know what? I feel like he does talk like that.
You know. Cancer medication. Oh, it's radioactive. There's lots of stuff in there. Oh, you know, it's really important stuff.
And then the guy comes up, oh, really quick, I have this new message. I was like, we know it's the pictures, guys.
We
know it's the glamour
this
shot.
This is not
photos.
Going well. I did like that they used Cream to speed along the plot a little bit so we could not get a 15-episode season and they could find out where the hideout was. Cream, did you really think that when they brought you to their super secret tower in the middle of New York that you would ever leave? Like, come on, dude. You were never the brightest, but god damn.
Cream?
To quote Noob Noob from Nick and Morty, god damn.
Noob Noob is so funny and just random. But anyway, yes. You should see that episode. It's funny, especially at the end. But, like, you're just disappointed in him. But, yes, he did speed the plot along. Like, hey, they need to know where they are so we can have this part.
He was he was just a package of bloody surveillance.
Yeah, it was like, he was like, I have this bomb right here. Now let it go. And the master was like, yeah.
Like, bitch, you got a grenade. Like, what?
Like,
now, even if it went off, it wouldn't even do anything.
If the grenade could go off, well, no, because the master would be able to move before the blast hit him, so it wouldn't. But if the master was caught in the blast, it would kill him. But he wouldn't be because he's too fast for it. So it's like, the master was just like, thanks for your plan. All right, break your arm or something, and then bite your neck.
But, literally, it's not like he lets go and the grenade explodes. He lets go, and there's, like, 3 seconds before the grenade explodes.
Yeah.
So, like...
Oh, yeah. It's
like, there's not even any sense of threat. Like, Cream is, like, certifiable dumbass.
I don't know what he was thinking. Like, oh, if I'll just come in there, you know, I'll scare him with the grenade. These aren't normal Strigoi, man. You've met Ikors before. So you know there's someone above him. So you've got to know that this is, like, kind of like a top-level guy that's, like, super-duper sweet. All right? He's really, really cool, and he's better than Ikors. And if you know Ikors is good, then you know he's, like, super good. So why would you go in there with your one? I could see... You know, they do stand in front of that window all the time. Maybe if he had, like, two snipers on the other side, something like that, and could,
Cream ain't that smart.
Yeah, he's not.
Danger Dane says, super secret, it's the Empire State Building. Yes, it is, but it's, like, one building in the entire city of New York. Do you really know that's where the Master's staying? Come on.
Yeah, like, nobody...
It's also not the Empire State Building. Isn't it the,
I thought it was,
The Stoneheart Building?
Palmer's, yeah, Stoneheart Building. But,
And
like,
then, Selwonk wants to know, does that mean he will not turn? Satrakian will not turn.
Nah. Then he's not going to turn. Because the worms won't be able to survive in the thin blood or something. Like,
yeah, like the blood thin kills the worms. And he was not intentionally infecting him. He was sucking his blood. So
yeah, like, so it's like, it's a little different. Like, the worms are transferred during sucking the blood, but he'll be fine. He'll be cool.
Janice USRR says, there were flaws, but to be honest, this was the best episode in a long, long time. Yeah, it was the best episode. This is also our most positive review in a long, long time.
Yeah.
And it's
like,
still...
I'm loving this episode. I just wish that this was episode three. Episode one could have been, all right, we're with the guys.
Oh, they did leave Stoneheart after the first nuke damaged the building. You are right.
Good point. All right.
Good.
props to you. Digital props. Digital fist bump. All right. So episode one, you got F. Episode two, you got Fett. Now Fett's coming back. Episode three, that's when they first arrived back. Bam. Now we have this episode. There we go. So because I don't know how the Master let Alex and F out of New Horizons, but I mean, I guess he was just being dumb or maybe
it just makes them look so incompetent.
Yeah. I think it's their overconfidence. I think it's like they're humans. We've got this on lock. How can they beat us? And then they're like, oh, hold up. They're beating us. Whoa, wait. Blow up the bridge because now we're screwed because we could have killed them in season three or season two. But no, we're so cool. We've got everything in hand.
Don't use the bridges as traps.
Oh.
Just blow them up. So now you don't know where they're coming from.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
So basically the strain...
Yes.
Is Chicken Run. Bear with me.
All right, go ahead.
The farmers just think the chickens are too stupid to build something that can get out of the chicken coop.
Yep.
And their overconfidence.
Yes.
Leads them to getting put in meat pie machines and killed.
Okay.
This was a children's movie.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Because
guys, the strain is Chicken Run.
Because there is no way the Master should have let F and Alex escape New Horizons. There is no way. No way he should have let them escape. No way. All the Strigoi that he has there, he could have sent like a little 10 or 12 of them at him. And they would have, killed him and we're done. But they don't listen. The Master is overconfident. I-Course is overconfident. Now he's lost I-Course. And I think it's finally hitting home. To the Master, like, whoa, okay, this is real. Like, I just lost I-Course. And there's a nuke in this city. It's not in Manhattan, but it is in this city. Like, I've kind of got a problem now.
I love nukes in the city. yeah.
Nukes in the city.
And then you got, let's see here. Oh, my God. So you have the scene between Satrakian and Ephraim, which is really good, where Satrakian basically just like does a heart-to-heart where, like, it's not your fault, Ephraim, which is the Robin Williams, Matt Damon scene, where it's just, it's not your fault. Like, that's it's basically it. You have Dutch seeing Gus again, and, like, Gus is, like, all about it, and, dude, Satrakian's such a dick to Gus. He's just like,
you're a collaborator, first... You get by, you then get you comfort. Get comfort.
You get comfort.
And then.
What? I just use the most angry old guy I can think of.
You use comfort.
Dude, I have never seen Satrakian so angry as in when this episode.
He's been on fire this episode.
When they break Alex's neck and he sees cream, it's not even words. It's just in unintelligible old guy Oh, yes, welcome to 303.
This is the best after show, guys.
I need that sound bite.
Yeah.
Every time. Every time Rick says something that we agree with.
It's like, why is he, like, yelling? He is really going off right now.
So, obviously, Ephraim's off to make the white. That way he can feed it to his son later in a very homoerotic way, as the Master has been doing, and as Zach is accustomed now.
Yes.
And the scene in the catacombs was kind of just weird. Like, Gus brings his cousin down there, and it's like bringing one inept guard with you when you take on the boss.
Yeah, he was the red shirt.
Yeah, total red shirt.
The second he decided to go, I was like, I think you're dead. I really think you're dead. Now, we did get an epiphany. We don't know what the epiphany was about. But it was like one of those, you always have the cliche where somebody's like talking about something unrelated. And then he's like, I know what the answer is. Something about prayer. And now I look at these pages and we don't know what he saw, but he saw something super important.
So important.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. The scene was pretty badass. He stabs his sword through I-Course. I-Course is Glodia's normal, pulls the sword back out. And it's all about drinking Satrakian.
Yeah, because he's like, I can do this. He's like, you can't, you know, why don't you get it over with? And like, you know, Ikoris, of course, thinking that he's at the top of his game. Nobody can stop him. You know, I've won. Now I will finally drink you, I guess, probably drink you dry or whatever.
I'm going to just drink you dry, guys. So, if you haven't noticed, I have kind of a cold right now. I'm getting over it, but my throat's still just changing my voice a bit, and I'm coughing a bit. Because I just went camping, because when you have a cold, that's the best thing to do, is just go sit and sleep in the cold. I want to give a shout-out to Mav11, Danger Dane, DJ Ricketts, Adam Fink, Selwonk, Gimme Shelter, Renji90998. The Third Turd, Janice, USRR, Marissa Elaine, I think that's Leo Lima, all these awesome people in the chat for watching every week. We got about 27 people watching live now. Please hit that thumbs up if you enjoy the show. Tweet at us. Comment after the stream is over so we can actually reply to your comments. And I do want to shout out our iTunes fans. I didn't get to do it last week because I wasn't here. I didn't get to do it the week before that because I was kind of dumb and forgot. And I will actually not be here for the next 2 weeks because I will be in Greece. I booked a trip before I even knew when The Strain was filming, unfortunately, so I already did that. But I will be back for the finale. So lucky me, when I get home from Greece, which will be really fun, I get to sit down and watch 2 episodes of The Strain.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
shout out to Squeegee Beckenheim, says better than the actual show. Not gonna lie, The Strain is a little bit everywhere. Regardless, this after show is consistently awesome. I came for the episode discussion, stay for the impressions. I'm going to miss the team more than The Strain itself when it ends. Adam F says better late than never. I've been watching this after show since the very beginning, and though the faces on the panel have changed, the quality never has. Even when it's a weak episode, I'm always interested in what they have to say about it, whether that's interviewing cast members, cracking jokes, doing impressions, making predictions, or just venting how much this show pisses them off. It's always entertaining. So as we come to an end of the series, I would like to thank Matt, Zach, Jackie, Stacy, Michael, Rick, and most importantly, Steven. Aw, thank you. But for sticking with it and seeing it through to the end. I just have, you know, that's very heartful, Adam F. Thank you again. That's Adam Fink, who tweets out, who's always in the chat as well. I just have one thing to say to you, Adam, and that's...
It's comfort.
Comfort.
First, give it your comfort.
First you get by, then you get comfort, then you get the women. I was like, then you get the drogas.
Like, he was just really mad this whole
then episode. You get the power. The power to get Ikoris.
And... he always has the weird pauses, like, you know, like, Fett has the, huh. he has the weird pauses.
You get comfort.
He's like,
yeah, well, I got comfort, Fett.
It's like, you can just say,
I'm pretty comfortable, Professor.
It's like, you can just say, you get comfort. He's like, you get comfort. He's like, why are you like, just say it normally.
Old man intonation.
Oh, man, but yes, that's the old man. That's the old man rage that we got.
He's
but
95. I'm glad we he's got 95. The old man rage.
Yeah, 95, and he's not bad. He's
dude, just... I hope if I'm 95, I'm gonna...
I hope I can swing a sword at 95 and, you know, kill an ice course or two. You know,
they'll be like at CVS and like, would you like to? I'll be checking out. Like, here's it'll be $3.55. Here you go. Would you like to open a CVS card? Would you like to open a Target card?
Like, everything that makes you mad, like somebody cuts you off in traffic, like, that's the perfect thing for anything that just upsets you. Like, you know.
Would you like to donate $1 to St. Jude's Children's?
Yeah, yes, I would.
Yeah. Yes.
Would you like to donate more? You can do more than $1.
Photoshop crashes. Oh, man. Photoshop crashes.
Chrome has unexpectedly quit.
Oh, man. Like, Photoshop crashes. Chrome quits. You know, Windows shuts down on you. You get that spinny wheel on the Mac. Satrakian,
I am breaking up with you.
Okay.
And I'm taking the dog.
I love that dog.
That dog has been with me since 1943.
Like, have you been giving the dog the white too?
Of course.
Professor, not sure the white's good for dogs.
I'm so sorry. His this voice, is such a tangent.
Because it's this episode was great. We really enjoyed this episode. We had a lot of fun.
We really enjoyed it, but like literally everything that happened in this episode can be covered up in 3 sentences. They killed Alex. They killed Gus's cousin.
Yep.
And they killed Eichhorst.
Yeah.
That's it.
But we had fun doing it, though.
We had fun doing it.
Yeah. Oh, they killed Cream. Kill Cream. You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's... Okay, four sentences.
Yeah. They killed Cream.
Four sentence fragments.
Yo, that is perfect. I don't know where that came from. I'm trying to imagine, guys, if you're watching the show and you're one of the creators, like a director or whatever, tweet us, let us know what the idea of that, like, I want you to belt out a sound of anger or something. And then he was like, but like the director's like, but I want you to go deep, get deep and just get all the oldness and just pull it out. And he's like,
like, okay, this is the audition. You're auditioning me and I'm Sakakian. Okay.
All right, I want you to...
I don't quite understand what you're looking for.
All right, what I want you to do is just take all of your anger. Say you've been losing so much, and this is the last time that you think you're going to lose, and you want to belt it out.
Ah!
You know, you're almost there, but I feel like you're giving a little more.
Is there something you couldn't make me imagine that I might be able to get to that place?
Okay, there's a person that you have been a rival to for almost... you know, like 80 years or something like that. And they're finally got the last one up on you and you think that you may die.
Ah!
Okay, you're going there. Now I want you to bring it up. Bring it up.
Ah!
Okay, all right. Now imagine also that the last time that you went to a restaurant, they got your order wrong. Now give it to me.
Excuse me. I believe that my steak was ordered medium rare. And this is medium.
No.
Like that?
Yes. And now give him a scream after it.
My steak was medium. Ah!
You're almost there, but now I want you to give all the rage and the upset energy. Imagine that you just got cut off. They messed up your paycheck. You got the order wrong. And this person that has been a rival of yours has finally one-upped you once again. Bring it up.
I'm going to fire my assistant. I think I have an idea.
Go for it. What do you got?
The other day, I saw a dog eating a squirrel. I think I can channel that.
Give it to me. What do you got?
Give me the scene.
All right. You're walking down the street.
Okay.
It's a happy street.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, there's a squirrel. Happy squirrel.
Yeah.
Tail is wiggling and stuff. And it's all proud. Getting the last acorn.
Oh, yeah. Cute.
Then a dog comes up and bites. We love you guys.
We will see you guys next week for the Straight After Show. I am Stephen Lemieux. You can find me on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux, STPHENLEMIUX. Where can we find you, Michael Young?
You can find me here Sundays doing the Strain Hating Zach with everybody. Also, you can find me online on YouTube, NerdSoul, one word, NERDSOUL on Black Hollywood Live. And you can find me on Twitter, One Youngster, which is ONEYOUNGSTA.
And as always, we thank you so much for your support, and we have some exciting news about AfterBuzz. Whether you're a new listener or a longtime AfterBuzz fan, you know that we're the world's number one destination for TV coverage. Well, starting next month, we'll be expanding our content beyond just after shows to bring you a whole slate of new content, formats, and guests. Our after shows aren't going anywhere. They're simply evolving. Most of the shows you love only air for part of the year, but during the rest of the year, these shows have news constantly breaking that you want to talk about. So, as the ESPN of TV talk here at AfterBuzz, it's our job to cover it. We'll have in-depth coverage shows for comedy, drama, animated TV, truly anything you can imagine. Nothing's off limits. And giving our no-limits approach to TV coverage, we realize that sometimes it can be hard to find the shows you love. And we listen. We're restructuring the website, shows, and our platforms to make it easier to find what you're looking for. This is important for you guys who watch The Strain and want to follow me for any show. Our YouTube channel will be divided into 9 sections by genre. Dramas, comedies, reality competition, wrestling and sports, animation, sci-fi, fantasy, superhero. That's where you'll find me most of the time. Red carpets, and lastly, our own featured original content on this channel. You can look up AfterBuzz TV Sci-Fi right now, find that channel, and subscribe, because that's where all these kind of after shows will be going. There's a lot to be excited about, but it won't happen overnight. As we develop, we'll be experimenting and cater to your TV desires, which means your participation and feedback will be essential to deliver these custom shows. To keep it up to date and everything, be sure to sign up to our monthly newsletter, launching in September, and check out our AfterBuzz Weekly with Megan Stecker, premiering this week. Hey, guys, So if you don't know this, I'm one of the heads here at AfterBuzz TV. So I run it alongside Phil Svitek, Kevin Undergaro, Marissa. And we're basically redoing our whole YouTube and redoing kind of the way we do shows here, because it's a lot harder to build a YouTube audience with 150 different shows every week, because when you subscribe, you just get like completely bombarded with emails. So, like, I'm sure all of you guys find this show by going to our YouTube channel or just searching for The Strain After Show. But we're dividing into like smaller channels that'll allow you to actually subscribe and not get bombarded with emails. So, like, when we roll it out, it's going to have The Strain on the same channel as like American Horror Story and like content like that, like the fantasy, the sci-fi shows, like Killjoys and that kind of stuff, all together. So, like, that way, at least if you're in that neighborhood, you're getting maybe 3 videos a day as opposed to 35, which is kind of what we've done in the past. It's going to be really cool to stay up to date. You're not going to be affected with this show because, obviously, we're finishing out this after show.
Yeah, this season is unfortunately over for comedy reasons.
But, again, yeah, follow us on Twitter. Mike's not going anywhere. Me and him, we're developing stuff. It's really funny because The Strain actually brought Michael Young to us from a fan in the chat to now a host on multiple shows and multiple networks here.
Oh, boy.
The dream can happen if you guys are into it and paying attention and stuff. So please follow us and please keep up with the shows even after The Strain is over. And from Michael and from me, we will see you guys next time. 3, 2, 1.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Faster you get by.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.